Good morning. I'd like to invite the children to come and sit here on the steps with me. And you might want to turn around and face me because I've got something to show you. I am so excited to see you in person. I've seen a lot of you in little Zoom boxes, but it's really, really nice to see your faces right here at church. And I thank you for blessing me with the opportunity to share with everyone today. I invite us all to think about the words of Jesus, to become as a little child, and open ourselves up to what the Spirit might want to say to us today. Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Now, I did bring someone with me to help with homily today, and if you have been here for homily or you've been on Zoom for homily, you're going to know who he is, so hang on. This is Packrat. Packrat shows up at homily quite a bit, and he always has something in his pack that helps us remember what we're going to talk about today. So, who would like to come check out Packrat's pack? Oh, okay, come on up. You ready? Take what's in his pack. Can you take it out and open it up so we can all see? What's he got? He has a heart. Right? Thank you. When we think of hearts, we often think of love, we think of care, and care is what we're going to talk about today. There are lots of things, lots of people that we might care about. Let's think of who some of those people might be. In fact, do this for me. Put your hands in front of you in fists like this, both of them. Got them? Okay. We're going to list some of the things, whoops, that we care about, and every time we do, we're going to lift one of our fingers. Who do we care about? Name someone for me. Our favorite friends. Who else? Everybody. Who else? Our parents. Grandparents. Earth. What else do we care about? I care about your dinosaur too. He's pretty cool. What else? How about our church family? How about our school? Everybody at our school. What else? Grown-ups, you can help us too. Okay. One more. Excellent. All right, we've got all of our hands open now. You can put them down in your lap, but you're going to need them again, so don't go anywhere with them. And you have to excuse all the paper flying around. Okay. Now, I want you to think about some of the people you mentioned, especially our families or our friends. When we care about somebody, so this is us and this is them, when we care about somebody, we often try to put them first and us second. We think about them before we think about ourselves. It's not always easy. And we try to make, you're right, Eleanor, we try to make them feel better. It's not always easy. But there was someone who did it all the time. Even when we try to do it and we don't always do it, there was someone who did it every single day to everyone they met, whether or not they knew them. Who do you think that person might have been? Yes, yes, it was Jesus. Now, we're gonna need our hands again because we're gonna listen to a story and we're gonna see how Jesus cared about people, but I need your help. Put your hands in front of you like this. Grown-ups too. And move your middle finger just a little bit inside. like this. Everybody got it? Yes, good. Now, put it towards your heart one, two, three times. Ready? One, two, three. That's American Sign Language for the word care or concern. I'm going to tell you a story, and whenever you hear care or cares or cared, we're going to do that. You ready? Let's try. One, two, three. Do you care? Good job. We ready? You got your hands ready? All right, let's go. Sometimes, hang on one second. Eleanor, would you hold pack wrap for me? Thank you. And thank you. And would you hold pack rat's pack and my heart? Thank you. I have. Thank you. Sometimes when hard things happen, it's hard to remember how much God cares. Back in the days of Jesus, there lived a man whose name was Jairus. Jairus was considered pretty important because he was a leader in the synagogue. But something really difficult had happened to Jairus, and he was having a hard time thinking about God's care for him. He knew up here that God cared, but it was really hard for him to feel in here that God cared. Because Jairus had a daughter. She was 12 years old, and she was really, really sick. And nothing that anybody did seemed to help her get better. I have to find someone who can help her get well, he thought. Someone who really cares. I know. I'll go and I'll find Jesus because I heard that he was going to be in town today. Now, it wasn't hard to find Jesus. It's okay. It wasn't hard to find Jesus because he was there in town with some of his disciples. And he was in the middle of a huge crowd of people who had come out to meet him. Jairus went running up to Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, he cried, please come and help my daughter. She's very ill and I think she's dying. Jairus thought, I know that Jesus cares. Jesus did care. Jesus cared so much that he didn't waste any time. He set out right away with some of the disciples and the crowd pressing in all around him. Oh, thank goodness, thought Jairus. I have a friend who cares. But then, suddenly, Jesus stopped. And he said, someone has touched me. Now the disciples said, Lord, there are lots of people touching you. Look at the crowd that's all around us. Jesus said, no, 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 someone touched me. I felt that the power went out from under me. Now I wonder, Jairus might have been thinking, I don't care who touched Jesus. I want Jesus to come and help my daughter. But then a woman came up. And she spoke and she said that she had been sick for years and years and years. And nothing had been able to help her until she reached out and she touched just the edge of Jesus's clothing. And then she was better right away. Thank you. Now Jairus was probably thinking, even though he was, you know, happy for this woman, he was probably still really upset, thinking, I don't care about this woman. I care about my daughter, and I want Jesus to come and help me now. Well, you and I know that Jesus did care about the daughter, and Jesus did care about Jairus, but Jairus wasn't too sure. And all of a sudden, some of the people from Jairus' house came. And they said, Jairus, your daughter has died. Don't bother Jesus with this anymore. And Jairus was devastated. That's a big word that means he was really, really, really upset. The daughter he cared for so much had died. What happened? Didn't Jesus care about his daughter? Didn't Jesus care about Jairus? Did she die because Jesus was too busy taking care of that other woman? But Jesus did care. He said quickly, "Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed." So Jesus and the disciples and Jairus went back to Jairus' house, and when they got there, there were people all over the place, and they were crying, and they were yelling, because they cared so much about that little girl. Jesus said to them, "Stop! Don't cry. She's not dead. She's just sleeping." And like Bill told us earlier, the people laughed. So Jesus went up with Jairus, and they went up into the girl's room, and Jesus took her by the hand and said, "Talitha, kum." That means, "Little girl, get up." And the girl opened up her eyes and sat up like she had never, ever been sick at all. Jairus was bubbling over. He was so happy. Jesus did care, after all. He didn't just care for that woman on the street, and he didn't just care for Jairus' daughter. He didn't just care for Jairus. Jairus learned something really important, that Jesus cared about all of them, about everyone. People who others thought were important, like Jairus, people who others might not have thought were important, like that woman, or maybe the daughter, people who were older, people who were younger. Jesus cared about everyone. Now, we can put our hands down, and this is the real listening part. We know that if the gospel writers took the time to tell us a story, then there's something about it that we need to pay attention to. We need to think about and we remember. And I think that in this story, it's this. It's caring. I think that's the word we need to think about, and I think that's the thing we need to take away today. Think about the things that we listed earlier, the people we said we cared about. Think especially of the people that might be at the top of your list. Maybe your parents or your friends or your grandparents. Are you showing them that you care? Are you trying to put them first and you second, even when it's hard? Are you showing them God's love in what you say and what you do? We also mentioned people that we didn't know, like maybe people in our town, or people in our state, or people in the world. Are we showing them that we care? Are we trying to put them first and us second? Now, even though it's summertime, I'm going to give you a little bit of homework. All right? Except I don't want you just to do this at home. I want you to do it out there, so we're going to call it your world work. Okay? All right. Think about the people that you see every day. Maybe you see them here on Copley Square. Maybe you see them at the market. Maybe you see them on the subway. Maybe you see them at camp. Wherever they are, think about them. Think. Does Jesus care about them? Does Jesus care about them if they're old or if they're young? Or if they're a girl, or if they're a boy, or if they're wealthy, or if they're not? Do any of those things matter to Jesus? Do you think? Does Jesus care anyway? Yeah, Jesus does. So that's our first question. Now our second question is about you. Look at me. What are you going to do to show people that you can care like Jesus cares? How can you show Jesus' love? By what you say and by what you do. Eleanor says, by thinking about Jesus. I think that's perfect. All right. So when we leave here today, when you see people out there, think, does Jesus care for them? And how can I show Jesus his care as well? Amen.